Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week's Torah portion from Numbers 16 is called Korach, after Korah, the main character in the story. Korach was jealous of Moses' leadership, so he began a rebellion. Things ended badly for Korach after God accepted Moses' offering instead of Korach. Immediately, the earth split open and swallowed Korach. His jealousy ultimately led to his death. Isn't it ironic that a Torah portion is named after Korach, a man who chased after fame and power, whereas Moses, the greatest and most humble leader of all, doesn't even have a portion named in his honor? Yet we all know who Moses is, and not everyone knows about Korach, and those who do tie him to his faults. Korach was once a well-respected leader in Israel, yet he went down in history as an example of how not to be. In contrast, Moses was humble and unassuming throughout his life, and history has shined a light on his righteousness for all eternity. My friends, it's not about the fame and glory. It's not about being remembered or recognized. The results of our actions will far outlive us.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.